You're listening to Anthropocene Radio, guerrilla news for climate justice at COP21.
The Conference of Youth is taking place between the 26th and the 28th of November at the Parc des Expositions in Paris, just a few days before the COP21 begins. For more than 10 years, this conference is taking place a few days before the official talks, and it is a meeting point for young people and young groups to share experiences and ideas about climate change. After going through very tight security measures at the entrance, and with the unexpected help of two kind souls, Radio Anthropocene has been able to visit and spend a couple of hours at the big pavilion in which the Conference of Youth is taking place. We've talked to Julia from the organization Commission that has explained us a little bit more about this event.
Hello, Julia.
Hi.
First of all, can you explain us what is the Conference of Youth?
Yes, the Conference of Youth is the meeting of the youth in the world about just before the COP21, who is in Paris. This is the 11th edition. Every year, each year we have a COI, a Conference of Youth, just before the COP in the country that organized and received the COP20, the COP. So today, we're here for 3 days exactly of conference, of debates, of discussion, of exchange with people, debates about exchange of ideas and knowledge and how to do it, find solution, realize it, and like all these things. And we have 10 themes around the climate, because the climate is not the problem. The problem is all the elements that influence and change the climate. So today we want to focus on the cause of climate change. That's why we are focusing on agriculture, on transport, on energy, on all these things, about our way of life, our way of consumption. That's why we created the event, not with all STEM and each association show what she want to do. We created inner space, 4 spaces with introspection to think about our way of conception, our way of life, then inspiration to look for solutions to change our way of conception and find solution, think about. Maybe sometimes we think we can do that, but go more far away in our reflection about our conception. And then we have the formation. This is concretely to realize the solutions that we discovered or that we want to implement in our life. And then we have the space of production. This is the last one. This is like the end of the way in the COI 20, in the COI 11, because we want to produce a manifest. A manifest is a text that Yongo are the youth accredited, the youth ONG of youth accredited at the COP21, and they will defend our demand in this manifest during the COP21 in the negotiations. That's why we ask to all the participants to help us to realize the manifest that we will all create together and all accompany and ask. This is like the demand of youth in the world about climate change and what we want that politics and countries and states decide during the COP21.
For the people who has not been able to attend the conference, there's like hundreds of people, of young people, gathered and participating in talks, in workshops, etc. Well, how many people have actually come, and from how many countries?
At the beginning of the month, we had more than 5,200 participants registered. And last month was a big peak in the inscription. And we know that we have like 90 nationalities, because people come from all over the world. We have people from different countries of Africa, from South America, also from Asia and Europe. So this is really impressive to see so many people, speaking so many languages and sharing the same vision. Every people has his own vision. Each people has his own vision. That we are all conscious that there is a problem, and we don't want to change the climate, but change the system. That's why we want to participate and to have a voice, thanks to the UNCO and the COP21.
Due to the terrible attacks in Paris a couple of weeks ago, how these attacks and the extension of the state of emergency, how has affected the Conference of Youth?
Honestly, we don't know exactly, but we think we had less people, more people coming from abroad or not coming from Paris because they were maybe scared to come. But we received a lot of messages, a lot of emails asking if we were okay and asking if it's happening. And we wanted, because this is a proof that we want to change the world, and we didn't want to cancel it just because of that. And we are so, all of us are so sad about this event, about all the victims and the traumatized people, because it was really awful. And it helped us to convince us that we have to continue to show, to change it.
Yeah, definitely. Your voice has to be heard too in this context.
Exactly.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. A pleasure.
After talking to Julia, we've been wandering around the Conference of Youth, collecting some thoughts from the participants on their motivations, learnings, and hopes.
So my name is Emma Renee Durning. I'm from Portland, Oregon in the USA. And I am here because I've been working on climate issues for about a year and a half now. And I want to make sure that the climate negotiations consider the intersections of racism and classism and general systems of oppression, instead of looking at climate issues as a single topic and not relating it to all the other problems that our world has. I'd say I've been pleasantly surprised at how I perceive the space to be pretty inclusive, and there is definitely an overrepresentation of people from the global north and white people, but I think it is looking at climate as movement that includes lots of other movements inside of it in to a greater extent than I would have expected.
My name is Ko'iku Okalani Lam Jr. and I come from the island of Maui, Hawaii, with a small contingency representing Hawaii. And the reason why I came is to link up and create a stronger bond with other Native Indigenous people around the world, to listen to all their works, their projects, and all the stories that are relative to their lands. As a young practitioner in Hawaii, as well as an educator, I teach Hawaiian studies as well as gardening.
My name is Raphael Arndt. I'm from Germany, and I'm here in Paris on the Conference of Youth because of pure interest in the theme that many nations will debate about on the COP21. It's about climate change, everyone knows, and as we're maybe a bit suffering from the problems that we have facing the global warming already, we all hope that there will be some decisions being made that will help to live in a world that would supply us with the resources we have for future generations also. So I am participating in order to make a change and to bring in my ideas.
So my name is Perry Hendricks. I'm from Tahiti in Polynesia, in French Polynesia. I'm here for the COI, Conference of Youth. We are here for represent the voice of the young people of Polynesia, because they think the climate change have real consequences on our our culture and our land. During the call, I think the principal idea I will remember is you can do anything if we are alone. We need to be a community, to be groups to make example. I show understand. People say alone we can go fast, on groups we can go far. I think this idea is a great message for all of the people.
My name is Stefan Hemmelt. I'm from Brussels, Belgium. And I'm here because since 2 years I've been delving into the subject of climate change. And the last 6 months to a year, I wanted to get active, doing something. And by meeting a friend, so I met her in Sweden a couple of months ago, and we were talking about how could we bring something to this problem, how could we be a part of the change. And we started to think about a blog and to change a narrative, actually. So we wanted to create a story which would activate people, which would empower them and believe in their ability to change something. Climate change is not a calamity, but we phrase it as it's an opportunity. It's the opportunity to create a just world, an equal world, to reshape the economy, to bring it something better. So that's what brings me here.
Yeah, my name is Christina. I'm from Japan.
And tell us, Christina, why did you come to the Conference of Youth?
Because I believe in the power of the youth. To be honest, I was really passionate about climate change when I was really young, like in elementary school, but then I couldn't find anyone around me who would help me out, who would like think the same way, who was as passionate as I was. And for some period of time, I was really inactive and lost. But then this May, there was a simulation, COP21 simulation in Paris, organized by Sciences Po. And I went there and I met other 200 people who were really passionate about climate change. And it was really an eye-opener for me, like, what have I been doing all this time while people were actually doing something? So that was like the beginning of my really active year. So this year I've been really active, and it's like my culmination. For me, the best part was meeting the youth from about Asia. So we had a regional gathering today. So there were people from India, from China, from Taiwan, from all around Asia. And we had such an interesting discussion because we had people in different spheres, of course, who do technical stuff, who do political science. And that's why I think this conference is so interesting, because people tend to think in kind of a box of what they're studying. So when like people who with technical knowledge meet the people who apply that knowledge, it's how I think the policies like the solutions are born. So in that way I got connected to people from around Asia and I got some interesting ideas. So that was really inspiring for me today.
And tell us, Christina, what's your hope?
My hope is to change the world.
My name is Aslak Holmberg. I come from north of Europe, by the border of Finland and Norway. And I am Sami, and I was invited here to tell about Sami people and how climate change will affect us. My expectations are, as I have already met very many engaged, interesting young people who are willing to work against climate change. So finding, making connections, and of course getting ideas. There is so much happening here.
You just told me that you will sing a joik on stage about climate change. For those of us who cannot speak Sami language, what is this joik about? What is a joik for the people who don't know it? And what is this joik about?
Well, joik is our traditional music. We separate it from singing since it has a different way of using your voice. And it is actually the oldest known vocal music in Europe. And yes, a friend of mine has made a yoik for this climate change resistance movement. The yoik is called Kulahalla Hietnamin. In English, it's We Speak Earth. And I've taken the name for my presentation from this yoik as well. And yeah, I'll be telling about our relationship with nature.
Hello.